Okay, so we are in the fourth line on the section of Bittul Torah. V'yamru, kidvar Hashem baza. One who embarrassed the words of Hashem, zesh epshtoi latik b'tayra vein Isaac. One who has the capability of learning Torah and doesn't learn. V'amru, ashoi shakadosh baruch hu b'chalem b'chol yoyim. Maran chagig, Hashem cries every day on three people. V'echad me'am ashe epshtoi latik b'tayra vein Isaac. The Torah, the Chazal said, the Einish is terrible, Rachman al-Litzvan. V'amru, Babayim Bittul Torah, Vanim Mesim, Rachman al-Litzvan, children die. Aicham, Babayim Bittul Torah, Cherub, Ubiza Rabba, sword and pillaging increases. The Dever and plagues, the Betsuris and famine, Ba. The Adam Eichlim, they eat Vainim Sveim, they never fill up. The Eichlim Lachma B'Mishko, and then they don't have enough, they have to weigh their bread, they barely have enough. Lamru, Chazal say Askura Babayim Bittul Torah. Askura, sometimes it's translated as Abzeria, and sometimes it's translated as Askura. It's this illness that Rashi says begins in the intestines, spreads to the throat, and ends up choking the person to death because it blocks, I guess, his airwaves. Lamru, Kol Shavshalei Latik B'Torah Vein Isaac. Anyone who has the ability and it doesn't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe all of Yisurim Mechuarim, terrible Yisurim, V'Eichlin Aysan. Shenemer Hekshesi Mitayiv, I've held back from good, U'Kei Nekar, and my pains are thick, many. V'Amru Lecharvi Yushalayim Ashu Bittul Tairah, V'Nenesh Yeshua Ashu Bittul Yisrael Mitama Tairah, Lai La'achat B'Makama. The Gemara says Yeshua got Nenesh, that 36 people were killed in Ai, because he was Mevatul Klai Yisrael from Tairah one night during war, because as Rashi explained to Megillah, night is not a time of war, so at night they should have been learning. Tamatayra is greater than Akrabas Tamidim and Atzalas Nefashis. This is the Gemara Megillah, the end of the first parak, that the Gemara talks about that we see Yaakov Avinu got punished for the 22 years he was away from his father, but he didn't get punished for the 14 years he sat and learned in Beis Sefer. We also see that Mordechai was demoted in the order of listing of the Sanhedrin after he saved Klal Yisrael, because the bottom line is he wasn't Isaac and Tyra during those times. So therefore, even though he did what he had to, the bottom line is he was demoted in the pecking order of the Sanhedrin. And also, you see, it's greater than Akrabas Tamidim. The Gemara brings a ride at the beginning of Megillah, because you're Mevatlan Tamatayra for Mikra Megillah, and for Akrabas Tamidim, you would push off the Mikra Megillah. You're Mevatlan Tamatayra for Mikra Megillah, that Tamatayra is greater than Akrabas Tamidim, Gemara Megillah Megillah. But I'm raised to Chil Hashem, She'ei Mechaper, Eliyahim HaMisa, Zetam Mechachem, She'ei Lechdal Amas B'loi Tayra. Mara Yuma says a Tamachachim that walks four amos without thinking and learning. Rachman of the Tzvan. It's a terrible, terrible Aveira that Tachil Hashem and only Yayim HaMisa is Mechaper. It's a very interesting Gemara, because do people know that he's going to Avad Amos B'loi Taira? Tachil Hashem usually refers that others are aware of it. This Tachil Hashem, I don't know if any other people are aware that he's going to Avad Amos B'loi Taira. He's walking the street. Nobody knows what he's thinking about. Unless it's talking about a person that's speaking about Dvarim B'Talem, who's going without Tyra, I don't know. I don't know the answer to my own just lack of understanding. I don't want to say question. Question means you understand it and you have a question. I don't have a question. I just don't understand. Chazal were machmer, people that shoot the breeze. V'amru, asach sichas chulin ayver b'lahav asay, Maran Yuma, somebody who speaks to chulin is ayver, unnecessary words, is ayver b'lahav and asay, because Rabbi Yehuda b'shari tshuva, hakavei atz mitamid l'sichas b'talem, one who sits down for bull sessions all the time, v'dvarim b'talem, k'derek yashvi kronos, like people who sit at the corners, who b'chlal kataleitzim, he's included in cynics, he doesn't take life seriously, v'shtayim ro'as yesh b'dav, rachas k'kamar b'dvarim ar b'chait. The more a person talks, the bigger the chance that he does chatoim with his words. And that's the ways of death. How does he remember and put to his heart? He'll be eaten ahead in those times as you mashchisen, that he wastes them. He can reach the sweetness. Litmus chai oilam. If he puts those times for learning, and we will continue imagining them tomorrow. I turned on the recorder for those who are recorder conscious. When nobody is on by 55, in order for me not to hear the noise, I to put the recorder on, and therefore the noise ends. That's the reason. Okay. We are on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And we're going to start again. We have two stories with Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim. In one, Reb Eliezer said, the one who holds on to his male organ while he urinates is kilu maybe mabul olam. And they told him, but people are going to see the sprinkles or the, what am I, spots, not spots, the, what? The drops, that's the word, yeah. The drops on his leg, and they're going to say that he's a krushavcha, that he cannot put things out of his body with force, and therefore he can't have children. So Reb Eliezer said, it's better that he should do that and not be over, be a Rosh Hashanah as of Ne'am Malkum. And the other bride, Reb Eliezer, responded, he can stand in a high place, and therefore it won't get on his legs, because it's the shoot back, when it splashes back from the ground, that gets on his legs. Whereas if he does it further away or over bend, like it's down, it won't splash back, or in soft dirt. So Frank the Gemara, it's right across from Tysus V'Haloi, one line down, on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Frank the Gemara, Hai Amalu Bereisha. Which was the response that Reb Eliezer said first? Did he first respond and say it's better to have people talk about his children, that they're Mamzerim, rather than be a Rasha? Or was his first response, Makim Gavaya, Makim Afer Tukuach, that he can prevent the rumors? Ilay Mekamai Samalu Bereisha. Did he tell them the fact that it's better to take the chance with his children rather than be a Rasha? Basad Amalu Yisura Hag Amalu Takanta.
Question, what he said, or he said both things?
He said both things. The question is, in which order did he say it? There's two conversations here, and there's two responses to Reb Eliezer. We're interested in which one he said first. So, to Gemara, if you're going to say that he said the first one first, meaning he told them, I don't care about the rumors, so then why did he bother saying the second one? Ilay Mekamaisa Melubaresha, that he said the first one. Vasa Damalu Yisura, after he told them that it's Isser, meaning that I don't care, it's Isser regardless. Hadamalu Takanta, then he says, oh, by the way, you can prevent it. Eloha Amalu Bereisha. First he told them, don't worry about the rumors. He can prevent the rumors by doing it from a high place or from soft dirt. Amru Le, Eilim, Akim, Gavayim, Avatahuach, Mai. So they told him, your solution is not a solution. Not everybody has the option of urinating from a higher place or from soft dirt. So what's going to happen to them? So Amar Lehem, Mutav Shaiti Laz Abana V'yas Atzma Rosh Hashanah Achaz L'Vnei HaMakom. So that's when he answered, you're right, I don't have a solution for everybody. I only have a solution for some people, but it doesn't make a difference. Even without a solution, Asr is Asr. Rashi, Isura, Asr Lechois, Rashi is Isura, I have it right across from the Bach, but this might depend on Prince. Isura. Asr lechais, it's asr to hold on to the male organ, even if it's impossible any other way. Avabishamaitilas. The Tani, like it says, mutav shiaitilas, better that the rumor spread. Takanta, he gave a solution. Yashkel gaba avatukuach. Do it over soft dirt. I don't know if Rashi only brings that one. The Mashmadi Lekahani Echaz Vama. That seems to indicate that without a solution, one is allowed to hold on to his male organ. And the answer is, first he told them the solution, and they told them it doesn't work always. So then he said, I don't care. It doesn't make a difference. Zakti Gemara Kokach Lama. Why is it so severe? Why is holding on to the male organ when urinating so severe? Because it can cause the ejaculation of Shikma Zera for no reason. Dhamma Rabbi Eichanan, Kalamaiti Shikma Zera Levatala, Chaya Misa. It's Chaya Misa B'dei Shemayim. Shenemar, Vayere Ve'ene Hashem Asher Asa, Vayamas Gam Oisai. It's the story of Erev Einan. They didn't want to ruin Tamar's beauty, so they decided they weren't going to have children. So what they used to do is they lived with her, but when the time came for them to be Maiti Zera, usually done during the relationship, they left her and were wasted the zera on the ground. That's what the pasuk says, that Einan did, and it says over there, Vayomer gam Eisai, that he did the same avera as his older brother. So we see that that's a terrible avera, enough so that the Rebbeinu Shlalom gave them misa b'day shemayim. Vayibitzchem Reb Ami Amar kilu shayfak damim. It's like murder. Now he's going to bring a pasuk, and the Svarim explained this, that wasted...
B'day shemayim,
Bezen doesn't pass him for this. It says only b'day shemayim.
He killed them both.
Hashem killed them. That's b'day shemayim. Meaning Bezen didn't do anything. It's just committing murder. Shenemar, I don't know how to pronounce this exactly. I think it's Hanechamim. Am I pronouncing that word right? Hanechamim Be'elim. They warmed themselves in the trees, meaning they make barbecues, chas v'shalom, and they make bonfires, and they warmed themselves against the trees, tachas kol eitz ra'anan, under the leafy trees. Shaychte hayilodim, what? Shaychte hayilodim is like killing the kids. Benachalim, and how does he translate that?
In the valleys.
Tachis ifei hasloim, under the cleft of the rocks. I think the shaychte or the shaychte means they waste their zera. They squeeze the zera out of the body. It's like shaychte, meaning it's as if they're committing murder because it's wasting potential. The potential of Zera is to create children, and they are wasting that potential. Rashi, Hanechamim Be'elim, Shemischamim in Ba'atzi Yilonais, they warm themselves up in trees, B'meduras Gedailas and big fires, claiming Ba'abale Hanos. These are people that are interested in self-satisfaction. Be'elim, Kometakas Ha'elot, the word for tree. Rav Ashi Amar, Kilo Ayved Ayvedes Kachavim. It's like a...
We're not talking anything to
do with
urinating type thing.
No. We're saying the fear of urinating is because it might lead one who holds on to his male organ might have a Tarzer Levatala. And a Tarzer Levatala is a very severe thing. One is exera because of the other.
That's
urinating. Because Rabbi Lezer said one is not allowed to hold on to his male organ when urinating. The Gemara asks why, right? The Gemara says because he might be mighty Sarah Levatala. And the Gemara says, and what's so terrible about that? So the Gemara now gives it's two reasons so far, and it's going to say a third reason in a second. Rabbi Ashi Amachi Loibin Abedis Kachavim, Frank Abedis Zara. In the Pasuk in Navi, it said, like under the leafy trees, Sivasam Alaharim Aramim, said that by the Zaras in the high mountains, the Takas called Eitranon. So the word Eitranon is a reference to Avedah Zarah. So those who waste their semen is similar to Avedah Zarah. Now the connection there, I don't have clear. The other one, to murder, it's because it's wasted potential of a human being, like a murder of a human being. And the first one is a pasuk that says it on that very Avera, by Yamas Ganvaitse. The pasuk identifies the Avera. But this one, I don't have an explanation. I don't know if Rabbeinu Art School says an explanation of why it has to do with Avedah Zarah. I don't know. Does he? Anybody have anything there? Did you say an explanation?
That's it's referring to the Mora Anamid Beis. Amakasha Atma Madas. Kachum Nukul Shiri Tahara.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you. So who did you quote that from?
Marsha.
Okay, so Marsha says, because it leads one person to other Averis. As the Gemara will say on the Amid Beis. Fine, I didn't know that. So that's the Gemara Vaitan. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel had a Kaima Igra. Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel were standing on a roof. The Beiknishta of the Shul, the Shav V'Yosef Ben Arda, was the name of the Shul. It was in Arda, that was where the Shul was located, and they were on the top of the roof of the Shul. Now, the Rashi in Megillah tells us that Shul was built from the stones that Yoyakim brought along from Yerushalayim, from Harabayas. He had brought along stones, but he was exiled to Bavel, and he had built a shul in Bavel. And that was a shul that the Gemara Megillah says that the Shekhinah used to frequent. There was a higher level of Asuras HaShekhinah in that shul. That's why it's called Shaf V'Yasef, which means move and sit, or something like that, come and go. Right? That's where they were. This is the location that they were. Rashi, the Shaf V'Yasef, Shem Makam HaMuvla, that is, it absorbed the Malchus Nardah, the kingdom of Nardah, Mipi Mayri Hazakim. That's what I heard from my Rebbe. Okay, that's where they were. Amar Le Rebbe Yehuda Shmuel, Tzarchani Lahastin. So Yehuda tells his Rebbe, I have to urinate. Amar Le, so Shmuel told him, Sinina, sharp one, that's how he used to refer to Yehuda. Achayz Ba Mascha, hold your male organ, Bahashtin Lukutz, and urinate. Away. So the Gemara, how could Shmuel tell him to do that? He's standing on the roof of a shul, and he has to urinate. And he tells him, oh, no problem. Just hold your organ and urinate away. How could he do that? Didn't we say that it's a terrible thing to do? So how could Shmuel recommend that? Tell Rabbi Yehuda, his Talmud, to do that. Amar Abaya.
What's he telling his Rabbi that he has to go?
He was talking to his Rebbe, and he had to go. There was no bathrooms there. He said, I have to urinate. So Shmuel said, no problem, urinate here, and just hold your male organ, then you go further away.
Man with a sharp object.
What?
Man with a sharp object. Hold it with a sharp object.
Well, let's see what the Gemara answers. That's a good answer you're giving. But at this point, it sounds like he told him to hold on to it with his hands. And the Gemara has a problem. How could he recommend that? See, again, you're 2026 culture. That we never tell somebody I have to urinate right now. You say, I have to use the restroom. There's a restroom here. What happens if you're in a place that there's no restroom? So they had to urinate wherever they were, as private as they could. That's what they used to do. It wasn't like today that they had restrooms available at every gas station.
He was worried about the kedusha of this place?
No, he just wanted to know what he should do.
But this is the first time he's ever had to urinate?
That he's standing here and doesn't have a private place. He's asking, he just told his Rebbe, I have to urinate. And Shmuel told him, you can hold your male organ. This is the story that happened. Amar Abaya, so the Gemara is going to give multiple answers. But I think no questions, not because I don't like questions, I love questions, after I finish the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to give multiple answers. The Gemara doesn't give the answer that Dr. Harris said. That he can use a stone or a hard clay or a thick matlas. The Gemara does not say those. The Gemara gives a whole bunch of answers. So the truth is, you combine both sets of answers, you have more answers than the Gemara gives. Amar Abaya, Asa Kabulshus. Rabbi Yehuda was in a state of fear. And the Gemara is going to explain in a moment what he was afraid of. And when a person is in a state of fear, he operates totally different. There's no hearer. There's nothing that's going to cause a Tazera. He's more occupied by the fear that is in his mind. And therefore, Shmuel was saying, at this point that you're standing here in trepidation, there is no answer for you to hold on to your male organ. Ditnan, Boshus Shenichnas Lier, an army, it's like an army. It's an army that comes into the city. Bishas Shalom, when it's not wartime, Chavis Psuchas Asuris, Stumas Mutaris. Whenever after they leave, you find an open barrel of wine, assume that the Goyim helped themselves to it and were menasachet. They made it Yai Nesach. The ones that are still sealed are mutter. B'shas Mochama, but if it's during wartime, Elu ve'elu mutaris. You can even use the open ones. Why? P'shein lebnai lenasach. They don't have the headspace to do nisach. Because they're occupied in war, and the last thing on their mind now is to do nisach. Al Makivan de Be'isu, since they're in a state of fear, they're too occupied, their mind is occupied, and they're not interested now in extra Kaveda Zara. Hakanami Kivan de Be'isi, Le'asilihuri. That's the first answer. Rabbi Yehuda was in a state of fear, and when a person is in a state of fear, the mind doesn't operate the way it regularly does. And therefore, it was nothing wrong at that moment for Rabbi Yehuda to hold on to his male organ while he urinates. Frank the Gemara, Baruchim, I be Susanka. Why was Rabbi Yehuda afraid? So the Gemara answers three answers, four answers. Ibai Yisayim B'Tzusa Delilah of the Igra. He was at night on top of the roof. He was afraid he'd fall off. He was standing there in a state of fear of my safety. He's on a roof at night where he doesn't see where he is clearly. And therefore, Shmuel said, at this point, you don't have anything to worry about. You're petrified. Imlay Sayyid Besusa the Rabbi. Your fear of his Rebbe standing next to Shmuel. When you stand next to Shmuel, you have no time to think about anything else. You are in fear of your Rebbe, which today doesn't exist because we don't have the concept of fear. But fear of a Rebbe used to be a real thing. Imlay Sayyid, you know, I always say I don't want to waste time, but there was a guy in Israel who was a regular bacher. He was Meshamas the Reshiva. He used to Meshamas the Reshiva. When I walked in, I used to come into the Reshiva many times. I used to have a relaxed atmosphere. Reshiva's house was like I could relax. I was very close to him. I was like a Ben Bias. His wife had died. I was like a Ben Bias in the house. This bacher stood there, Ka'avde Kamamara. Mama's standing there, like standing straight, and whatever the Reshiva said, he ran and did, and he stood there, and I said to myself, wow, look at the fear he has for his Rebbe. He just stands there, mamish in fear of trepidation. He just like, because he didn't have that relaxed atmosphere that I came along with, but which he was right and I was wrong, but this was just the reality. He's in a shul. He's on the roof of the shul. And so he's in a state of fear. He was always in fear. Wherever he was, the Rebbeinu Shlomo was right with him, and he always was in fear. And Shmuel knew him and said, you have nothing to worry about. Your mind is totally occupied in Yiras Hashem. The Kari Shmuel Alei, Ein Zeh Yeludisha. Shmuel used to say to him, he's not a regular human being. He's beyond. Here comes a new one. There's a lot of terutzim here. But these are the fears. Now we're moving away from fears. So again, in the fear section, there's fear of night and the roof, one. Rebbe, Shechina, and Rebbe Yehuda. Four different fears that might have made it permissible for him. Okay. If you want, I can tell you. Nasi Havi was a married man. And married men don't have the same fear of Yetzer Hara as a single man because they have a wife available. And therefore, their hearer is on a different level. The Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Nasi Mutter. Now, there's a machlokes, is that only when his wife is not in a state of nida, or even when his wife is in a state of nida? But this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. We don't learn halacha now. As I mentioned, I will not get into halacha. Just mentioning the machlokes exists. But this is possible in Shulchan Aruch. The married men are different than single men. Some of the Shulchan Aruch brings down that if she's a nida, then being married doesn't make that much of a difference because she's not available. Whether she's single, when she's mutter, then it's available. So his hearer is not the same. This is what he passed for him. He can't hold his organ, but he can hold his testicles. He can push his testicles to lift his organ, and that's not usher. That will not bring for chima. This is what he passed for him. It has a boundary, meaning the iser depends on where on the organ. Matara lamata mutter, matara lamayla aser. Matara is the, I don't know what the English word for it is. Corona?
The line between the
pre-puce
and the shaft.
Thank you. But whatever the word is, above it, meaning the way out of the body, is mutter. It's only aser below it. So he was telling him to hold on above it. So these are all the terutzim that we gave of how Shmuel can postulate that way. So if you sum it up, Dr. Harris offered before that he could hold it with an Evan or a Harris or a Matlus Ava.
That's called
the
Oichis.
Could be that's not Oichis. Could be. That's one. And then in this one, the Gemara offered fear. And in fear, there were four different types of fear. And then there is married. And then there is holding himself on his testicles, not in his male organ. And number four is that it was the part of the male organ that is not usher, which is above.
Below.
What?
Below
meaning, depends which way you look at it, away from the body.
So below, that's
where
the body.
But that's what he's saying. Lamata means away from the body. Lamata, again. What?
Standing up vertically, so below would be.
Below is away from the body. That's why I'm being very careful. Below doesn't mean what we consider below. Below is what? Away from the body itself.
Above is towards the body.
Right, that's what I just said. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Ochus Ba'amash Le'yiplu Ma'im Ha'agag. Shmuel was concerned that the urine shouldn't go on the roof. Asul Adar Mihuda Kaboshus, Boshus Chayo. It's interesting, it doesn't say that he's a Makim Gevaya. You would think if he's in a roof, and he's going away from the roof, there would be the heter of Makim Gevaya. But that wouldn't, no, he wouldn't come to hold for that. I'm sorry, my mistake. Kaboshus, Boshus Chayo, it's an army, some Chapshin of Baidism. They search and rob. This is a pasuk by Yosef, says they checked. Even though he says it's from Yeshaya. Vayichapes bagot l'heichol. Bagot n'chilo. Doesn't it say there he searched? I think the Targum says ubalash. Delilah, Messiah Hashem, Yipu is afraid of fall. The Rabbi Shmuel, the Shechina, Shireb, Vesakneses, aims to demarre the fear of his master, Afilah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afilah B'malkam, oh, by the way, before I forget, Afilah B'malkam, I'm just leaving it here, so it's yours. Afilah B'malkam, Achanami Sharabu today, even in another person. Atara Safa Gavaya Makefas and Sarah Shagid. It is a higher place, meaning it's more raised, that covers the top of the male organ. Matara Lamata, Lamaila, Litsad Hagov. Rashi speaks out to the side of the body. So I think my Viter, top of Amit Base. Amarav. Hamakasha Asmit Ladas, one who causes his an erection for no reason, not for his wife, just to have an erection. Yehei ben Yidoy, deserves to be put in Chayram. This Tysus learns, not that it's automatic, but he deserves it. There are those that learn that it's automatic. Upstairs, they put him in Yidoy, but Tysus learns it means he deserves it. Frank the Gemara Velema Asher. What?
There's
Yidoy
down here and Yidoy upstairs.
There's Yidoy upstairs. Yeah, there are things that people that become upstairs in Bezim Shomaila, they put him in Yidoy, which doesn't affect him down here, but affects him upstairs. Frank the Gemara Velema Asher. Why does he have to say Yehei ben Yidoy? Let him just say it's Asher. So the Gemara, the Gemara Yetzara Nafshei. It's the reason we say Nidui, which is more than Aser, is because he's inciting his Yetzara, meaning he's causing himself to have an unnecessary Yetzara. Rashi? No Rashi. Ravami Amanik Ravayan.
He's going to have Zephyr Zerubotella, right?
Well, that's, again, he's just causing an erection. He thinks about things that cause his body to have an erection. That leads that he's going to have bigger nishayness as it goes along. And therefore, Yehei ben Yidoy. That's the beginning of Hitzah Zalabatala. That doesn't mean he will have Hitzah Zalabatala. It means he's starting a process that leads to more Yetzaharas. He's called a guy who is a transgressor. Shekach umnasa sheyetzahara. Famous Gemara. This is the way the Yetzirah operates. Today he says do A. The next day he says do B. The Yetzirah likes to start people on a slippery slope. He doesn't come to a person and say, go serve Avodah Zarah. It will never work. But what he does is, he starts them off with small things. Then he increases it. Then he increases it. Ultimately, he gets them to the worst. That's what the Mashal says in the Gemara before, that I saw Sarah Levatala Kilo Eber Abed, is because it's part of the Yetzirah's way of leading a person astray. It seems, again, speculative, that the Gemara seems to say that this is a way the Yetzirah operates, because this is a very effective way of getting the person down the slippery slope. Yes, Doctor.
Minor point, I was wrong. Rabbi Danziger is correct. The term is corona, not
pre-. That's what the Bible says.
Okay,
yes.
I'm not sure how to explain. It only comes shvichasel of a toll after it exits the body?
Yes.
If it's within the body, it can die down?
Theoretically, yes. Yes, 100%. Ikadi Amri, Amar Ravami. Others quote Ravami as saying, one who entices himself to think about negative things in this area of women and relationships, they don't bring him into the Machitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Yehi Rebbeinu Hashem, by air, it calls it bad, And remember, we identified our Veira as Haitzah Zerah L'Batalot. You are not a God who loves wickedness. And then it says, L'Yigur Chara, that people who are Ra don't live with you. They're not going to be in your Mechitza. And Ra has been identified as a Haitzah Zerah L'Batalot. Rashi, Vayera, Alma Mikra Ra. Uksiv Lo Yigur Chara, Lo Yagur Im Chara. Bad won't live with you. Something in my right term, Amar Ablazer. I think they changed it to Amar Abloi. No, Amar Ablazer. My Dixiv, Yedechem Damim Milayu. Your hands are full of blood. Elu Hamanafim Biyad. Those are the people that cause Zara to come out using their hands to cause Zara to come out. Rashi, Maitzi Biyad, Maitzi Zara Levatalam. Tana the Mayor Mishmol, Le Sinaf. Says in the Pasuk Leisinav, which means not to have a relationship with an Eishes Ish. That's the simple pshat. But we also learn Leitahei Bechanios, Bein Biyad, Bein Beregel. Do not cause the Haitzah Zerah L'Batalot by using your organs, your hand and foot, to rub against the male organ to cause it. Tana Rabbanan. Now here comes a difficult Gemara. Not that till now was not sensitive, but it gets a little bit more difficult. Hagerim, people who are Gerim, Vamasachim B'tinaitis, and people that play with children, we don't know what that means. Ma'akvin es ha-Mashiach, hold back Mashiach. So it's my Bishlam and Gerim, I understand. And here comes the Gemara, there's many Pshatim in the Rishayim, Rashi will offer a few. Shidur Abchalba, Damar Abchalba, Kashim Gerim Yisrael Kasapachas. Gerim are bad to Klal Yisrael, like a plague. Now, the question is why? What's wrong with Gerim? Adarabah, Gerim are Avram Avinu. They recognize their creator on their own. They should get the biggest credit in the world. Why are we saying they're bad? So Rashi. Kesapachas, the Simba Gerim, the Nilva Hager Aleyev, the Ger joins them, the Nispahu, they will be added on Beis Yaakov. It uses the word Nispahu, Masha Sapachas. So Koshim the Yisrael Kesapachas. Why? To aim Bekiim B'mitzvahs. Because they don't know how to do mitzvahs correctly. They didn't receive the proper education through no fault of their own. Umavim Paranias. But once they're part of Klal Yisrael, them not keeping mitzvahs can have negative consequences.
The question is, guys, you would fall in the same category. Klal
Yisrael.
They didn't know. They didn't grow up with the Goy. They didn't grow up with any of this stuff. What's the difference?
I mean, a lot of Rishonim would disagree with this Shat and Rashi, that's all I can tell you. V'yai, Shemel l'meidim Yisrael mimaseya. Others might follow them. And that's bad. Meaning, even if you say they won't get punished, it's not their fault, but others will follow them. Be my riyazak. Yes, I
have
yes. Can I finish the Rashi?
Yeah.
Yes, I have to call Yisrael Ravim Zebazah. You're not responsible for each other. And therefore, we become responsible for what Gerim do, and since they didn't have the proper education, and we don't take care to teach them, we become responsible. So Rashi Balav Milsi, Rashi says, we are not responsible for Gerim. Shekol, Sheloi, Nisarvo, Bishla, Gerim. The original acceptance of responsibility for every year did not include Gerim. The minimum acceptance of Saita, Nimtzel, Lechalechem, Yisrael, Sheish, Me'asalu, Bishloish, Shalom, Metaf, Kuknum, Brises. We got 603,550 covenants because we accepted responsibility for 603,550 yidden. Shekulan, we all became responsible for each other. Now Tysus disagrees with that. He says, yes, we are responsible for Gerim. And Tysus says, here doesn't Tysus. Tysus in Kedusha brings one of the Rishonim that say, who's a Ger, who says, Adarabba, Gerim are frumer than other people. And then it becomes a taina yidden. Why aren't you as good as that Ger? You should be just as good as him. That's how one of the recitations brings that, I think, from Rabbi Avraham Ager. Rabbi Avraham Ager said, Adarabba, we do better mitzvahs better. Like, and I don't mean it in any negative way, about Tshuva, Davos, Mishmein Esrei, many, many times better than the person who grew up frum. Because the person that grew up from learned Shemayin Esrei when he was five, and he spent the rest of his life davening a five-year-old Shemayin Esrei, because that's how he's accustomed. The Baal Teshuva who started davening when he was 20 understood Shemayin Esrei when he started. So his Shemayin Esrei is more real, right? So that's what Rabbi Avraham Ager is saying. We do it better than them. Yes, Harvey.
That was exactly my... I was just going to bring up the zealousness of the convert, but the Tosfos you mentioned just covered it all. Thank you.
No problem, my care says. Again, it's a difficult Gemara. I said when I started, we're going to get into difficulty. That was part one of the difficulty. We're getting to the next one as we go along. Yes.
Gemara goes out of its way about
gear. You have to... 36 times that the Torah says you have to love a gear. And because you asked that, I'll tell you a void I heard from my Rebbe. Then I saw it in another Sefer. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to love every yid. Then the Rambam says in the next halacha, mitzvah lev es ager, shenemer v'avtem es ager. Tziva al avas ager, kemoish tziva al avas atzmai. Hashem commanded to love the ger like he commanded to love him. Shenemer v'avtem es Hashem l'kecha. By loving a yid, the Rambam doesn't say, tziva al avas yisrael, kemoish tziva al avas atzmai. Doesn't say that. Loving a yid, says, you love a yid, you shouldn't speak bad about him. The Rambam lists the whole things that you do because you love a yid. You should do for himself what you want for him, what you want for yourself. But then he gets to ger, he says, there's a mitzvah of a ger, and there he adds a whole new stickle tira. Tzival avas a ger, come on, he said, tzival avas atzmai. So, Nemar, b'havtas Hashem l'gecha. So why didn't he write that by Avas Yisrael? The answer that my Rebbe said is as follows. You notice the Rambam learns that Avas Reyim is how to act with him. It doesn't have to be an emotional love. There's no mitzvah that I have to love every yid with emotion. Not true. All the Rambam says I have to do is I can't speak bad about him. I should do for him what I would do for myself. It can be totally unemotional. But by ger it says S. By yid it says v'le. V'after l'reyacha. By ger it says v'after S. Just like it says v'after S. Hashem alechecha. But the Rambam, a ger is a different mitzvah. Not enough just to do for him what you do for yourself. It says, S, tziva al avas a ger, tziva al avas atzmai. Hashem commanded to love the ger like he said to love him. That's an emotional love. You're supposed to love the Rebbeinu Shleimo. You're supposed to love the ger. It says, S, a ger, the ger, not le to him. But the le reyacha means do things to him. S means love the person, like it says, v'haftas Hashem alekecha. That's how my Rebbe learned shot in the Rambam. So out of Rambam, 36 places, the Torah is mitzvah and avos ager. Chas v'shalom, we're not saying not to do it. The Gemara is just saying there can either be negative, there are negative consequences that come along with geiris. Either Rashi shot, Rambam geiris shot, whatever one, I'm not picking sides here, but that's what the Gemara is saying. There can be negative consequences. That doesn't take away from our mitzvah. Yes.
That may actually answer Dr. Harris's question about Bali Chulu, but that there is S by the Gare, there is not S
right.
By Bali Chulu.
That is true. It does, yeah, exactly. Now, think about
it. What's the famous story when he went to the Rebbe and said, but I'm not about Chulu, why talk and not?
Right, the Gare Rebbe.
Yeah,
the what's the name again? The no, not the, before the Leisim Chazu. It was called the Beis Yisrael. The Beis Yisrael. Somebody said, I learned Rashi Mecha, now Baal Tshuva, the Gemara Rebbe says, why not?
Baal Tshuva was mentioned in Torah?
What?
Baal Tshuva was mentioned
no, in Torah. Yes, the Torah says, do Tshuva. I wish I were a Baal Tshuva. See, we turned Baal Tshuva somebody that wasn't from, in a, really, anybody did it in Avera has to become a Baal Tshuva. And we think it's Sinek Genizma. It's not true. Baal Tshuva means anybody required to do Tshuva. Guy speaks Lashon Hara, he has to become a Baal Tshuva. The wrong term that's used.
Well, Tshuva is a Baal Tshuva. It's different. Baal is from the master.
Everybody has to be a master of Tshuva for that very thing he did. Okay. Again, I'm not arguing with you. The vernacular of people is that they think about Tshuva has to be a Tzinik Shanishma. That's all I said. Everybody has to be about Tshuva.
That's my revetry.
I'm going to argue about it. That's the Gemara. And now comes the Gemara. Ela Misakim B'Tanaikas Mahi. What is the case of Misakim B'Tanaikas? Elaim and Mishkav Zachar. What, they're playing with boys? They skilin in them. Mishkav Zachar. What, has a relationship with a boy? Now, it means actually a relationship, a physical touching of organ to organ, or organ to the backside. b'nei tzilin inu. Ela derech evarim, they're playing around by using other limbs that are not mishkav zachar, b'nei mabal inu. That's a tzazer lebatala. Ella, so what does it mean that mesakim b'tinaikis ma'ak b'nei ha-mashiach? That doesn't sound like a mabal. Ella the nesivik tanois. They marry young girls that are not childbearing age, which is mutter, which is not a mabul. They're not doing anything illegal, but they're not bringing children into the world. And therefore, since they're not bringing children into the world, they're being ma'akev Mashiach. Now, how is that ma'akev Mashiach? The law b'nai saludin, you know, they're not capable of giving birth. Dam Rebbe Yaisi, Eim ben David ba, as yiklu kalan ha-shama shebegof. Shenema ki ruach mufana yatoif, can you please translate that for me? A spirit goes in front of me or will be delayed? The spirit will be delayed. Neshamas ani nasisi because of neshamas. Means, Rashi explains, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a storage house of neshamas and they have to be used up before Mashiach comes. And the person who's not having children, not bringing those neshamas into the world, is delaying Mashiach. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, now, the Gemara, just before anybody else asks me, how about marrying a woman that can't have children because she's postmenopausal? Or an akara? Why isn't that being Ma'akev Mashiach? So there's different terutzim said. I saw two, and I remember one, that is by them, skeinos and akaras, it's a mitzvah of aina. True, you're not bringing the Shabbos into the world, but you are Mekayim a mitzvah every time you live with her, because you're giving her time, which is one of the obligations a husband has to a wife. However, Ktanis, there's no mitzvah aina. They're not holding by the mitzvah of aina. There's no mitzvah of aina by Ktana. It's interesting, that's what the Avin Ezra says. And therefore, Stam, there's no mitzvah being done. So therefore, we consider it that you're holding back Mashiach. And when you're doing a mitzvah of aina, then we don't consider it as a negative. I'm just saying what he says. It's a little schwer because the bottom line is you're not having children. But then again, this is how the Rabbi Shem made the world, that women become older and can't have children. So, but this is the kasha. They do ask the kasha.
Technically, they could have children.
Not really. The body doesn't function anymore.
Sorry, man. She was...
Okay, with an A.
I'm saying...
I hear. Maybe. Rashi... Did it see me,
Rabbi, I'm sorry. Could you say why with the katana there's no obligation of time?
I know. I don't know why. Now, the Nezah says that as a fact. I don't know why. He says there's no mitzvah aina to a katana. I don't know why. In fact, I have a kash on him because the pasuk says aina sola yigra by a girl under 12. So it does say aina by her. But again, it says. So it does say the mitzvah aina, and it's talking about a girl under 12. So again, I don't know the answer. I'm just quoting what he said. Yes?
Depending on the age, the vagina is not of a size which it can tolerate without severe pain.
Maybe.
The intromission.
Maybe.
Is it permissible, but are we speaking a euphemism here that by marry it doesn't mean marrying, it means having...
No, it means deceiving. Well, marrying means... Well, marriage 101 is having relationship.
As I recall, the marriage, I think, brought down by Rashi, that when Yitzhak married Rivka, he waited 10 years.
No. Hold. No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say one way, it doesn't say the other way. Since you waited 10 years before he started counting down to having children, that doesn't mean he didn't have a relationship with her.
Okay, that's what I've always understood that.
I don't know where you got that from. I can't argue with you because I don't have the other vibe.
I don't know why he would wait 10 years before counting if he wasn't doing anything which would require, if he was doing something which required counting.
Again, see, a woman that's not, okay. Plus, I've got that Rashi, is that until 12 she can't have kids.
Right.
So there's no reason to count. Why am I counting when she's incapable? Count starts when she becomes capable.
That's
how I understood Rashi. Again, I did not understand Rashi.
What was he counting?
Nothing. 10 years to having kids before. We're not learning Chumash now. Let's move back. Rashi. B'nei skilin in uvat amrit matuas hamashiach v'sulah. You just say holding back Mashiach. I'll be mitzvah in the Tainim. Derech ivarim ha'inu shikvazer l'batal l'vein ha'mishkav zachar. because he's not living with her like one lives with a woman. The Mishkav Zachin said Mishkav Isha. The Sivik Tanais, who Roy Lahailid, he can have children, he can have children. Nimtza Batum in Peri Veribya, Kol Yimei Katnusa, all the days of her youth. Zibagov Cheder, it's a room. Kiguf Shem Mokum, called Nishamas in the Guf. Guf is a room where all the Hamyukad and Nishamas are seated in the That's where the future Nishamas are. Kiruach, Harukai Shalafanai, the Nishamas that are in front of me, Shagazai Tilias Neladim, that I decreed that they will be born. Right? Kaidim before, Yato is Ma'akibas Agula, it causes delay. The Krab Agula said, talking about Gula, Kilaylai Am Yarev. I will not fight with Kain Saul forever. But I won't be angry. But what am I waiting for? Kiruach Mufana Yatav and Nishamash Ani Nasisi Yatav. That's what delays it. Mesefu Larei this Mishra. It's darshening. Nishamash Ani Nasisi caused the Ruach Mufana Yatav. Kamei Batufim, the later ones, the love. Zakti Gemar Vaitre. Right. Zakti Gemar Banoshim Tikatzetz. The Mishnah said, men who check themselves, tikatzets. Frank the Gemari, by Din Nitanan, is the Mishnah telling at Din that men who constantly check themselves, we should cut their hands off? Oi, Lutusa Tanan, or is the Mishnah cursing them? This is what should happen to the person, not that we get involved in cutting hands off. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Tidin Nitanan, Kihad Ravuna, Katsiyada. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Raguna saw a person constantly hitting other people, they cut his hand off. It was an extrajudicial decision by Raguna. Why Latusa Tanan? Or over here, we don't get involved extrajudicially. This is just that the Mishnah is saying, this is what should happen to the person. Rashi, cuts Yada. The Minim Sanhedrin, call Amerim Dadal Chaveroi to cut it. The Gemara says there, if you raise your hand against your friend, you hit your friend, your hand should be cut off. The Siv Israel Rama Tishaber. Hands that are raised should be broken. Ravuna Kach Yada. Alma Tikach Zinehu. He understood it as the tyrant telling me, if necessary, act extrajudicially. Dr. Gemara. Tashima. So we're going to try to prove it.
Rabbi? Yes. I'm sorry, Rabbi, how could Ravuna have done that specific punishment where he desecrates a body like that, where he cuts off a piece of the human body?
I don't know. I honestly didn't look up the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but the answer is he felt that the Pasuk says, I mean, the Chazal say, Tikatzetz, he took it very literally. Then a person, and we're not talking about he did it once. We're talking about a guy that's constantly hitting somebody.
But to change the human body in that way, it's so circumscribed when we could do it. We could do it when we moil somebody. But to chop off a body part?
Again, I want to delete it the minute I say it because I don't really mean it. In Saudi Arabia, if you steal, they cut your hands off.
I understand. We're horrified by it. I mean, so and we don't permit anybody to change anybody else's. We're so.
We do. We give capital punishment. We kill people. We whip people.
I know, but to lop off a part of the human body, I mean, it seems
again,
to me that that's exactly...
I don't have that answer to say. Ravuna felt it was necessary.
Now, where's the killing someone?
Harvey says it's worse because it disfigures somebody. He's dead, he's dead. Again, I'm just explaining what he's trying to ask you. So I'm thinking about it. Tashima, the tiny reptile from America, Yad Ba'amah Tikatzitz, Yad Al Tiburai. Now, it sounds like he's saying that if a person touches his private organ, I think, on a constant basis, we cut his hand off the top of his navel. Amulai, so they said to him, that's where they put his hand. This is the part, again, we're not finished. We are beginning the braisa. Amulai, so they told him, Arikresen is gas. Hello, his stomach is going to split open. We're only interested in cutting his hand off. You're going to do more than that. You're cutting his hand up on top of his navel. You know what's going to happen? It's going to go right into his stomach. Hamalam, mutav tibakel kreisai. That's better. Vayeru lebei shachas. This is the story. We're not explaining it yet. We're going to explain it in a moment. Let us act that he should go to Gehenna. Yeah, Rabbi Shlomo Medina Tanan. Hayden Rabbi Velikrais and Nivkas. If they say, we do it, that's why they had a good question. What, you're going to do it on his navel? You're causing his stomach to split open. But if they're not doing it anyway, it's just a curse. So what's their kasha? Eliyamir Latusitnan, my trace of Nivkas. What's the question? All he said is his curse should be that way. And it should be his hand should be cut off on his navel. Not that they did it. So what are they asking? But it's going to hurt his stomach. They're not doing it. Must be they did it. Something you might understand you. And if Galoch is to cut it off, would you have to put it on the navel? Can't cut it off without putting it on the navel? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. And this is what Rav Tarfon is saying. He didn't say, put it on the navel. He said a statement. Anybody that sticks his hand under his navel, now some want to learn that it means his private part, he's just referring to it as under his navel. Some want to say any area under his navel because it leads him to touch his private parts. Again, it's a machlokes and I'm not getting involved in it. To cut it. Now, he doesn't say we actually cut it off. He didn't say cut his hand off on the navel. He said if you put your hand under the navel, it deserves to be cut off. What if he has a thorn that's in that part of the body? If he can't touch it, how is he going to get it out? Amar lehen, loy, you can't take it out. So they told him, I like crazy in the cause. It's going to hurt his stomach. It's going to hurt his body. Amar lehen, mutil kibak a crazy by yair lebeshach. That's the story. Therefore, it doesn't prove dino or letusa, we don't know. Now, the Rabbanan obviously argue, and they say that if there's a thorn there, one can take it out, but we're not getting involved. As I said, this is not halacha here. Anybody interested in investigating the halacha, it's an Evan Ezra Simon Chav Gimel. That's where the halacha is dealt with at length. And as far as marriage is concerned, and relationships with wives, wife, and other things that might be the gay Yitzhar Zerah, see Simon Reish Mam in Arachayim. Those are the two simanim that deal with it extensively. Reish Mem is more about marriage than it is about Yitzhar Zerah, except that Moshe asked a question yesterday, that relationship with a wife, can it be, is it for no reason, is that Yitzhar Zerah? And I told him no. For that, you can see Simon Reish Mem. And Simon Chav Gimel and Ebenezer is where it talks about the halachas of Yitzhar Zerah. If anybody wants to see it, and it's halacha lemaisa, see there. As I started off, I said it's a very sensitive blot, and I'm not going to talk halacha lemaisa. It's not finished yet. We still have one Mishnah to the next Mishnah that discusses similar things, and we'll have to wait for that. Rashi. So, Rashi, to cut its yadai al tiburi, ksalkadait of tiburi mamish. Why are you cutting your hand there? You're going to split his stomach. It's going to hurt the kites, it's going to hurt his body. His answer is, let him suffer. It's better suffering here than suffering in Gehenna. Everybody have a wonderful day. We will continue.